The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Voigt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Well, you stumbled into The Weekend with Michael Brown, and I'm glad that you have. Mark your calendars for next Saturday, same time, same channel. I want to talk about COVID. This may take the entire hour, so just sit back, relax, make yourself comfortable, have a cigarette, get yourself a Pabst Blue Ribbon, and just sit back and listen, all right, and pay attention. Here are the rules of engagement. First, if you want to send me a text message, you want to send me a message, you want to tell me anything, ask me anything, it's real easy. Whatever app you use to do text messages, the number you use is 33103, 33103. Then in the message box, start the message out with the word Mike or Michael, and you can tell Michael anything, you can ask Michael anything. So text messages are TMAs and AMAs. Second, go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com, michaelsaysgohere.com. There you'll find tabs that show you my bio, because you want to read all about me. You'll see how to listen, podcasts, everything you need to know is right there at that website, including the icons for Twitter or X, Facebook, and Instagram. And if you're so inclined, as you should be, go follow me on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and do it right now, okay, right now. Podcasts. Whatever app you use for podcasts, it doesn't make any difference. Search for this podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. And when you find that, click on it over there, click with those little buttons, hit subscribe, and then boom, you've got it. It'll automatically download for you, and you'll get all the podcasts of all the weekday program, which, by the way, if you want to listen to me during the week, which you should, you can listen to me Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 Mountain Time on your iHeart app, and the station I'm on in Denver is 630 KHOW. February. 4 years ago this month, a group called the International Committee on Taxonomy of Viruses. Dad, what did you do during the war? Well, son, I was on the International Committee on Taxonomy of Viruses. This is the month, 4 years ago, that they came up with the name Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome Coronavirus 2, SARS-CoV-2, sometimes referred to as COVID-19. Now, everybody who was paying attention, either then or has paid attention since then, would now agree that it wasn't a BFD. No BFD about this. But at this point 4 years ago, I think we were witnessing the beginning of an avalanche, just snowing outside. So an avalanche that was about to wreak havoc upon not just American civilization, but civilization around the entire world. Now, it was at that time, we were told that this was the pandemic of the century. But it really became clear to anyone who was honestly paying attention and critically thinking about what was, it's kind of like the jobs numbers. If you look behind the headline of the pandemic of the century, and you really started digging into the truth about what was happening, you would realize, oh, no, that's not true. People began to literally hide in their homes. And then they started begging. I mean, this is such a lesson in how about mass psychosis is people started hiding in their homes. They started begging for the government to protect them. Now, a lot of us were laughing at all of this because it was patently absurd while at the same time being incredibly frightening. Not that the virus was frightening. What they were doing to us was frightening. And now, when you go back and you look at the numbers of hospitalizations, the numbers of people that truly died of COVID, not with COVID, it was just another typical flu season. It was just a flu season. But that flu season was somehow stuck in this big, giant mason jar of a bunch of propaganda, a bunch of fear-mongering, a bunch of mayhem and chaos, a bunch of insanity. We're going to shut this down and not shut that down. This is essential. That's not essential. Oh, and then we're going to run through the FDA process where drugs normally take, you know, years to be approved. And they have to go through all sorts of double-blind studies. You got to go through all sorts of trials. We're going to waive all of that, and then we're going to force people to take those shots. No, I did not use the word vaccine. They're not vaccines. Now, whether it was, remember Rahm Emanuel? At the time, Barack Obama's chief of staff, former governor or former mayor of Chicago, never let a crisis go to waste. Well, boy, that came true in this one. They weaponized that pandemic. We completely screwed up the federal budget. We wasted all this money. And here's a dirty little secret about much of the money that was appropriated during the height of the pandemic. Do you know a lot of that money has still not been spent? So if you think that the budget deficit or the national debt is going to come down, you're smoking some sort of weed, because it's not. So what have we learned from it? There has been a grand jury investigation going on in Florida. Of course, Florida, right? They've been investigating COVID. They've been investigating the lockdowns. They've been investigating the origins. They've been looking into every aspect of it. And the reason I think this is so important, is let me ask you this. Do you find anybody on Capitol Hill? Do you find anybody in D.C.? Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Do you think that the National Institutes of Health and the National Institute of Allergic and Infectious Diseases, the NIAID, which was once headed by, oh, yeah, Dr. Tony Fauci, do you think the FDA, do you think any of them are doing any naval introspection at all? Are they doing any naval gazing at all? Hey, did we screw up anything? Did we do anything wrong? Did we F anything up? No. But at least in Florida, a grand jury of all places, which find interesting because of the legal ramifications, a grand jury is doing an investigation. Since last June, that grand jury has been casting a wide net. They've been getting sworn testimony from an array of both expert witnesses and lay witnesses that are central and adjacent to the questions that they have been charged with resolving. Now, this investigation is nowhere complete. They remain in regular session. They have their legal advisor is actively scheduling future witnesses. They got, according to them, they have many more months of investigation, much more testimony to get, until their work's finished. The issue that they've been asked to examine is different from any other statewide grand juries because this one obviously affects people all over the United States and perhaps all over the world, not just in Florida. Most of the actions that they've been asked to investigate And the people who took the actions that they're investigating took those actions elsewhere, and those people are elsewhere. So it's taking this grand jury a lot longer. They've spoken to doctors, professors, scientists, and not just people that were the dissenters. They've talked to people with a broad range of viewpoints on the topic. And they say in their initial preliminary kind of, not even initial preliminary, it's more of an interim report. It's just kind of a status report. They say this: in a way, this grand jury has allowed us to do something that most Americans simply do not have the time, access, or wherewithal to do, and that is follow the science. I don't know whether to be excited about this or not, but I want you to hear first. Probably, I don't know if anybody else has talked about this on air. I don't really care. I want you to hear it. Text the word Michael to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Follow me on social media. I've been buying gold as an investment and for protection of my assets for decades. And with volatility everywhere you look, I'm buying more gold right now. Global Gold Investments has an absolutely free gold guide that I want you to read. It's a great guide for buying gold, including how to convert your IRA or savings to a gold IRA, tax and penalty free. Global Gold Investments is my source for buying gold and silver. Give them a call at 855-910-GOLD, or better yet, go online, michaelbrowngold.com. That's michaelbrowngold.com.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. This invisible threat is house stealing. Con artists pick a house. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO, and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Hey, listeners, when it comes to romance, what's more romantic than two forks sharing one creamy, delicious piece of cheesecake? Drizzle that cheesecake with Nutella, the irresistible and beloved cocoa hazelnut spread, and you've got a shareable sweetheart of a dessert to finish off your Black Bear Diner meal. So grab your Valentine and make your way to Black Bear Diner for a cozy and shareable celebration. Order online at blackbeardiner.com or stop by daily at our Reading location.
Black Bear Diner.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the building we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Talking about this Florida grand jury investigation looking into COVID. February is the four-year anniversary of SARS-CoV-2 being identified as a particular coronavirus. And thus began in February and March, 4 years ago, of all the craziness that we went through. And in fact, I would look at where we are financially today in terms of the economy. And a lot of the problems we have are systemic from what was done during the Trump administration and the Biden administration when those two overlapped during the COVID era. And it's absolutely horrible what we allowed to be done to us. Now, the problem with, not the problem with, but one of the problems faced by this grand jury is that federal officials and federal agencies that I just pointed out in the last segment, like the NIH, FDA, the NIAID, for that matter, the executive branch, they have refused to testify. They have refused to appear before the grand jury. And, of course, they can't be compelled to appear either. And the report that they, this interim report that they have put out acknowledges that there were inflated numbers due to the cash incentive that was benefiting hospitals if someone went to the hospital during cold and flu season because they had pneumonia, because they had the flu, whatever, if you got it coded as COVID, they got money. Here's what the report says. Nevertheless, putting that money on offer creates incentives to report more than just hospitalizations for COVID-19 disease. We know for a fact that this happened because numerous federal and state health officials have publicly stated that they did not ask or require hospitals to distinguish cases when someone was admitted with incidental SARS-CoV-2 infection versus cases where someone was so sick with symptoms of COVID-19 disease that he or she required hospitalization. Thus, it is highly likely that the CDC's number of total hospitalizations is inflated to some degree with asymptomatic or minor SARS-CoV-2 infections that were classified as hospitalizations in order to financially benefit the hospital. Do you ever feel like you've just been screwed and tattooed? What I find fascinating is, and I wouldn't expect many of you in this nationally syndicated audience to know, but iHeartMedia, gave me an hour every week on one of our blowtorch stations, one of our 50,000 watt stations here in Denver. They gave me an hour every evening from 6 to 7 p.m. in which I was allowed to come on and give an entire hour dissenting viewpoint of everything going on regarding COVID. It was a wonderful hour. The feedback that I got from people, I'd heard that, but, you know, give us the facts. I mean, I gave people, boom, all of the facts I could find to challenge the narrative. Now, go back to the grand jury for a moment. They acknowledge that there are inflated death numbers because of people passing or dying with COVID rather than from COVID. A question that I kept asking over and over and over, even at the time that this was going on, there were a couple of people in the White House, that in the Trump White House, that I knew, that I pinged and asked, hey, listen, tell me, How are we categorizing these? How is there any information you can give me about how these deaths are being coded? And their replies were basically, and we can't talk about it. Here's what the grand jury report says about that. First, the numerator. When people die, other people tend to notice. This means that unlike symptomatic or especially asymptomatic infections, the number of people who died from COVID-19 should be relatively easy to determine because deaths are recorded by hospitals, coroners, and state agencies. For example, the CDC reports that as of the writing of this presentment, meaning their report, roughly 1.17 million Americans have died from COVID-19 disease. Like the number of total hospitalizations, however, that figure is very likely inflated with people who died with rather than of COVID-19 disease in order to financially benefit whatever hospital the person died in. The CARES Act. Now, make a footnote of the CARES Act. I'm going to come back to it in just a second. Their interim report says the CARES Act also provides for a death benefit of up to $9,000 to the families of those who died from COVID-19 disease. Now, I'm not going to criticize families, but don't you imagine that some families spoke to doctors, or maybe some doctors spoke to families? Hey, if we code grandma's death as from COVID, you can get $9,000 from federal government. Do you remember that? Did you know that? $9,000. Now, explain to me the rationale for using taxpayer money to provide a family with $9,000 because they died from, or ostensibly died from, a disease that was, well, was that the federal government's fault? Was it? I mean, people die from cancer all the time. Does the federal government give them $9,000? You know, is heart disease still the leading cause of death? Do we give people $9,000 every time they die from a myocardial infarction? No, we don't. Why do we do this? Because of the CARES Act. Because Congress appropriated billions of dollars. And I want to tell you something about the CARES Act. Because I was approached by a consulting company in Washington, D.C. They said, hey, we need your help about the CARES Act. We don't see any rules or regulations here. They're just giving money. They're just giving blank checks to state governors. So I did some digging around, and I found out, yeah, indeed, that's what they did. No rules, no regulations, no strings. Just here. Here's state of Colorado. Here's $1 billion. Go do whatever you want to do with it. Are we going to audit you? No. No. Oh, make sure you give people that die of COVID $9,000. More of the grand jury's report. Next, text the word Michael to 33103. Go to michaelsaysgohere.com.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent. Together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio. That's Dynavite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with Dynavite.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Packaged fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Last 5 Years. Written and composed by Jason Robert Brown. Directed by Lauren Stanfield with musical director Cheyenne Hara. This musical chronicles the 5-year relationship of a couple with a unique narrative perspective of each character revealing their experiences in opposite chronological order. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store, Reading, and at the door. The Last 5 Years, January 26th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie.
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Sorry, I was reading text messages. Goober number 1713 says, Michael, yeah, the CARES Act is just an endless spigot of our money. Should have been repealed years ago. The thing that I find most fascinating about the CARES Act was once this consulting company, it's one of the big giant firms out of D.C., once I sat down with them and we had a few meetings and we went through it, I even reached out to a few people that I know in some of the major metropolitan areas. They were obviously going to receive some CARES Act money. And I was info hunting. How did you end up with the money? What are you doing with it? Are you concerned about audits? Are there any requirements you're being required to follow? And pretty much the answer is it's just a check, just a blank check. Here's the money. And in addition to that, then there's the other money that through the CARES Act, we'll pay this incentive through the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services and through HHS. We'll pay hospitals for, you know, any hospitalizations that are coded as COVID hospitalizations. And then we'll make sure families get $9,000. Did you get $9,000? If you didn't, well, sucks to be you, doesn't it? If grandma died, you know, of old age, you know, a lot of people go to hospitals. A lot of old people end up in hospitals. The way my father passed away was he had some heart troubles. And he ends up in a hospital. And, of course, he ends up, you know, because of trying to get the heart disease reversed and ends up with pneumonia and pretty much dies from pneumonia and, you know, old age. Well, if he had stayed alive, instead of dying back in the, you know, early 2000s, if he had waited until, you know, 2020, well, we could have gotten $9,000 for that. Would have been fraudulent, in my opinion. But that's what we're doing. And the point I want you to remember is, and this is a lesson for about a lot of stuff. For example, you may have remember the Green New Deal, the almost $1 trillion we're spending on that. That money is still in the pipeline. That's money that's still going to go out and eventually hit the pocketbooks of NGOs and special interest groups that build solar panels or build EVs or whatever that might be. And so that's going to be more funny money going into the private sector that will what? Continue to fuel inflation. The infrastructure. Do you think all the infrastructure money's been spent? My guess is I bet not even a quarter of it's been spent. How many new infrastructure projects can you point to in your state that you go, oh yeah, they passed the bill and they built this new bridge or this new road or this new airport or this new whatever. And here's where I can show where that money was spent. I bet you can't do it. That's money that's still in the pipeline. And that's money, as we go into the future, will continue to be spent unless and until Congress rescinds those appropriations. You think the Biden administration is going to do that? No. Do you think the Democrat-controlled Senate is going to do that? No. And if the Republicans try to do it, it's going to die in the Senate anyway. So that money is money out the door that unless Republicans take control in the 2024 election on November 5, that money will continue to get spent. And even if Republicans win, I wouldn't bet the farm on the fact that they might reverse it. But they could. They could if they wanted to. Do you remember talking during the whole COVID pandemic about the infection fatality rate? Well, what was the actual infection fatality rate? In one of the documents, the grand jury says this. Using an infection fatality rate, however, provides a much more accurate answer to the primary question people care about. If I get infected by SARS-CoV-2, how likely am I to die? Now, before I give you the stats, one of the arguments that I kept making both legally and morally at the beginning of COVID was this. Why are we isolating everyone? Why are we imposing this isolation? Why are we imposing this, forcing everybody to go into their homes, not work? Why are we doing all the lockdowns? Why aren't we focused solely on those who are most likely to either get it or to die from it? Which, as I pointed out at the time, and which these stats are going to prove, if you were over the age of 65, so you were considered to be elderly, or you were elderly and you had a comorbidity. You were obese, you had diabetes, you had heart disease, you had cancer, you recovered from cancer, any number of things. You had a higher rate of dying. So we should have isolated those people. We should have isolated and segregated those people. But we didn't. We just imposed a blanket isolation on everyone. Go back to the report. What was the question? If I get infected by COVID, how likely am I to die? The grand jury says that the best way to do this is to use seroprevalence to estimate a total number of infections and use that as the denominator. It's still a moving target. Infection numbers can vary geographically based on the factors we described in another section. Fatality numbers, too, can vary from place to place based on differences in the population, the availability of treatments, and any number of other factors. With that in mind, some of the best combined estimates of infection fatality rate from 2020, published in scientific journals, ranged from 0.00% to 1.63%, with a median of 0.27%. Or, to put those in numbers that might make sense to you, 2.7 people per 1,000 people. Now, the grand jury points out that, you know, over time, those numbers have likely gone down, but because of when they're doing this, these are the estimates from during that time. Significantly, the infection fatality rate, the estimate is itself stratified by age, which turns out to be far the most important factor when it comes to the risk of death from COVID. Numbers are hard to listen to on radio, and I understand that. So I want to kind of give these to you in a different way. If you were 5 years old, there were 2 5-year-olds for every 100,000 deaths. That percentage is 0.002%. So let's go to the other extreme. You were 85 years old. There were 12,972 deaths per 100,000. That percentage is 12.9%. So we're talking about on the young end of the spectrum, 2 deaths per 100,000. Why did we shut down kindergarten? Why? And yet, you go to the other end of the spectrum. If you're 85 years of old, 12,900 deaths at a 12.9% rate, why did we not say, hey, listen, we're going to isolate you because you have the highest risk? Those numbers, and then the numbers are all in between. Let's take two numbers average for this audience. Age 45. 286 deaths per 100,000. That's a 0.286% rate. Or age 55, 624 per 100,000. That's 0.62%. The point being that those numbers make it clear that, depending heavily on age, a person's infection fatality rate could be dramatically under or dramatically over the median of 0.27%. But through the lens of those numbers, COVID-19 is statistically almost harmless to children and almost all adults, but catastrophic in populations above the age of 65. Yet when it came time to shutting down the economy, to isolating people, to segregating people, no, we did everybody. We just decided to do it blanket to everybody. You see, when you start isolating people and forcing people to stay in their homes, the only way I think you can constitutionally do that is to do it with the least possible effect and only on those who have the greatest risk involved. We did just the opposite. We did it in a wholly, I believe, unconstitutional manner. We just said, we're shutting everything down. So let's think about comorbidities. Comorbidities, even though I always believed that they were actually one of the biggest predictors of fatality, actually it turns out that I was wrong about that. Age dwarfs comorbidity, proving even more so that it was more about how old you were than whether or not you even had a comorbidity. That's why that number of 85 is so high. People at the age of 85 had the highest percentage of deaths, 12.9%, or 12,000 per 100,000. You know, before we go on to the comorbidities, during the break, I want you to think about this. It's easy to forget about those 2 or 3 years. Do you want to go through that again? Or will you refuse, for example, to take a vaccine, air quotes vaccine, and instead say, wait a minute, no, you can't force me to do that. It hasn't been scientifically proven. You've given legal immunity to the pharmaceutical companies, and you're going to make me take a shot that if it causes me health problems or even kills me, I can't sue the drug company? Wow. That makes me even less inclined to take that shot. Text the word Michael to 33103. I'll be right back.
Is another 2008 financial crisis looming? This is Kevin DeMeritt for Lear Capital. Just listen to the news. Numbers don't lie. Personal debt is at record highs. Corporate bankruptcies are soaring. Just the interest on our debt will hit $1 trillion this year. Then you have central banks buying record amounts of gold to protect their own assets. They see what's coming and it's a no-brainer. Maybe it's time for you to do the same. Move some of your paper assets into gold because they can't print more gold. It's easy to buy, easy to sell, and it's never been worth zero.
Folks, Kevin DeMeritt has been spot on about the economy and gold. Call Lear Capital today at 1-800-927-2400 for your free gold investor kit and their 2024 special report, Rising Debt, Rising Gold. Tell them Kevin sent you and you'll also get free shipping on your first order. Call 1-800-927-2400. That's 1-800-927-2400. 1-800-927-2400.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Well, we're coming to the last segment. We're in the last segment. And I want to tell you again how much I appreciate all of you tuning in. Tell your friends and family. Tell your dog. Be sure and tune in. Listen to the podcast, whatever you do. And be sure and tune in again next weekend. This idea that we're going to allow this to happen to us again really should infuriate everyone. The attempts by those that proposed the lockdowns, the school closures, trying to memory hole all these COVID decisions, stating that they, well, we didn't have scientific data. It was futile. The data was available, but the data was ignored. The data was attacked. This came down to government. Always, you know, every time that you hear someone in the government say, whether it's the President of the United States, it's your governor, it's your mayor, whoever it might be. You know, my number one job is to keep you safe. No, that is not your number one job. Your number one job, if you go read the oath of office that they take, is, in the case of congressmen and the president, is to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. In other words, it's to preserve your rights. Now, yes, they have a duty to protect the nation. And they have a duty to protect your community. But that's not their number one job. The number one job is to preserve and protect the Constitution of the United States or of the state or of their community. That's the number one job. It's not to keep you safe. Safety is your responsibility. Now, I'm not saying you get rid of all the cops. You don't get rid of firefighters. You just don't let everybody just drive drunk. But the idea that their number one job is to keep you safe means that, well, they might as well just lock us all up. Just, you know, keep us off the roads, make sure we eat just everything they want us to eat. I mean, let's take it to the extreme. This was a judgment problem. And that was recognized by the grand jury. Before we begin examining these categories, we would like to highlight a common refrain that has developed as our society struggles to canonize and perhaps memory hole the experiences of the past 4 years. It has become very popular in 2023 and now in 2024 for many erstwhile advocates to point to a lack of available scientific data when confronted with some of the more unfair or egregious consequences that these entities imposed. To be clear, scientific research into these organizations and their consequences did not begin with the outbreak of COVID-19. A wealth of contemporaneous scientific information already existed in major publications that could have informed a much more robust and meaningful response with respect to COVID, but much of it was ignored or even attacked by mainstream public health and media entities in the early months of the pandemic. For the reasons that are not always clear. In short, this was not an information problem. It was a judgment problem, they write. They even point out that the lockdowns were acknowledged to really not have a very big benefit. In fact, not even to have a net benefit. The lockdowns were acknowledged not to have a net benefit and be implausible in stopping the spread. You think about, I kind of laugh. I'm obviously not going to name any names, but I know someone personally who has taken every shot, i.e. vaccine, and has taken every booster. And in fact, just this week took a booster. Now, why? I don't know. But took a booster on Tuesday and announced that he was sick with COVID on Thursday. I mean, I wish him well. And I don't want anybody to get sick. But what are we going to learn? We have gotten it drilled into our heads that the only way to protect ourselves is not, oh, maybe staying healthy, maybe getting outside and getting some fresh air, taking the dog for a walk, eating healthy, doing all the things, you know, to keep your body and your immune system robust. Nah, no, just go take a shot. You couldn't pay me to take a shot today. Not knowing, even knowing what I knew then, I regretted getting the two shots that I got. And I would never go get the boosters. In fact, none of my physicians have recommended that I do that. And then anecdotally, just watching among people that I know get boosters and continue to get sick, I'm thinking to myself, why are you doing that? It's insanity, utter insanity. The grand jury even deconstructed the studies that the Centers for Disease Control used to inflate and manufacture the efficacy of masks. Remember the whole fight? I mean, it seemed like such, it was like World War III over masks. People double and triple masking. Really? Well, now we learn the whole idea about 6 feet social distancing. Dr. Fauci's admitted, I just made that number up. We just pulled that number up out of our butt. Thanks for listening. Be sure and tune in next week. And remember, you can always text me. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Have a great weekend.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DINOVITE.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DINOVITE for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with DINOVITE.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.